you cannot replicate them perfectly because you're not them. You're you. You were created uniquely you. Embrace that. Now we can learn from them, but we gotta be us.
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Hey, welcome back, Conscious Investors. Always, always a joy to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about a really hot topic: goals, habits, morning routines. Oh my, it's like everything everyone is talking about this time of year and at the beginning of the year. And so we're going to tackle that with a twist, because you know what? The goals aren't working for a reason. The habits aren't working for a reason. And you're frustrated with that morning routine because it doesn't fit you. So I'm going to give you the straight A's on how, like, you could actually get straight A's on this, I promise you, on morning routines, habits, goals, all of the above. But before I dive into that, I just want to do a huge shout out and give you a couple really important announcements. In fact, something super cool is going to be taking place on this podcast really soon. And I'm going to need your feedback. Remember, I create this show for you, to support you and to help you reach your goals and to just live a powerful, fulfilled life. And so I need your feedback, and it's going to be a lot of fun. First, I want to say thank you. Eric Allen left a phenomenal review. He said, "Love this show. Julie has an awesome show. She brings real conversation and intention to every episode. Very relatable and extremely helpful content for all people. I would highly," all caps, love that, "recommend this show." I just wanted to shout out, thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate the time that he took to write that. In fact, we're at 109, 110 reviews right now. And it's just, you know, it's wind in my sails knowing how the show is serving you, because that's why I create the show, is to serve and support you. Well, the cool thing is that Eric also has a podcast. His podcast is really fantastically awesome. And I think that a lot of you who enjoy this podcast are going to enjoy his show. His show is actually called The Eric Allen Show. So I'd encourage you to check it out. He'll be a guest on the Conscious Investor Podcast. It will come out relatively soon, in proximity to when you hear this. And so whenever you are listening to this, you can just kind of scroll just a little past this and you will see Eric Allen's name. So make sure you check out his show and you will probably enjoy that. Now, I also want to say one of the changes that is coming to the show is that there is going to be a new introduction. And I don't want that to alarm you. Sometimes I hear too much of myself because I do a lot of talking, a lot of speaking across the country and presenting. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for a speaker, I'd love to come speak at your event. All that to say, I kind of got tired of hearing myself. And so the introduction is going to be shifting and it's not going to be my voice when you first tune in. It's not happening yet, but I just want to give you a heads up. And I'd love to hear your feedback on the new introduction. You may appreciate that I was able to shave maybe like 5 seconds off of that. I know my daughter likes it when the shows that she watched have a short introduction or she can skip them. So anyway, consolidating that introduction and you're going to hear a gentleman's voice versus my voice on there. And I think it's going to just be fantastic. Just something, little refresh, a little pizzazz, you know, if you will. But again, let me know what you think about that, because your perspective is very, very important to me. Also, I'm looking at my reminders. If you're watching on YouTube, you're like, what is she looking at? I use dry erase markers because I have a glass top on my desk. And so what I do is I usually make these little notes to myself so that I won't forget all of these really important things for you. And it's been a while since I've done some of these announcements. I wanted to remind you that, hey, we are actively investing. We just closed on 123 units in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that was with our partners at Invictus Capital. Anthony Vecino is a good friend. He and his partner, Dan Kruger, are of Invictus Capital. Anthony's been on the show a couple of times. I've been on their podcast and on Anthony's podcast. This was not an investment that I was able to just broadcast freely to everyone by nature of it was a 506B investment. So if you're hearing this, you're like, wait, what, Julie, you closed on something and I didn't know anything about it? That's because you aren't on my investor list. So I want you to make sure that if you want to self-select in to being able to even review the deals that we have come across our plate, then you want to make sure that you book a call with me, that we talk. Now, just a little bit about that call. When we talk, the whole purpose is I want to know what your investing goals are. Like, this deal is a cash flowing deal. Our investors, we closed, we're done with that part. That means we're at the starting line. And our distributions begin January 15th of 2023. That's what a lot of people are looking for right now. They want some cash flow. But I also have a ground up development opportunity that is just phenomenal. We meet every week. We just got done with the team meeting today. I'm so excited about this project. And that is something I can advertise and talk about freely. We haven't closed it up yet, and there's still space. But that is a totally different investor profile, right? One is cash flowing instantly. That's closed. Couldn't advertise it. You can't be in on it. It's all done. But we have this other offering that is not cash flowing, but I have a lot of investors just parking their money in this opportunity because they know it's going to grow over there compared to their other options, right? The projections are phenomenal. I'm so excited about it. Cannot overstate that. All that to say, I always like to talk with investors because ultimately at the end of the day, limited partners don't have voting rights at the table. And that's why it's so important that whoever you are partnering with, whatever operators you're partnering with who do have the vote at the table on the GP team, the general partners, you want to make sure they know what your goals are so that when it comes time to vote, they can advocate for you. I take that very seriously. I like to make sure that, hey, are we going to sell this? Are we going to refinance this? Like, what is our plan here at any given point? These things can come about where we need to make a decision. And if I know, and I do know, if I know my investors' goals, then I can adequately represent and advocate for what is going to serve my investors that are in the deal. So please make sure that you take time to schedule a time on the Three Keys Investment website. There's always a link down in the show notes. So like, just one head over there and just book a call with me to discuss what your investment goals are so that you can even see the opportunities that we have. Okay. Finally, last little announcement is that, remember, we're partnered up with Mode Wealth. They are absolutely phenomenal. They have saved my family a lot of money on our taxes over the last couple of years because they understand real estate. They understand the nuances of the tax code so that they can leverage that for our good, for your good. If you haven't already reached out just to have that conversation with them, again, I'm not a hard salesy kind of person. I like people to opt in. In fact, on that Minnesota opportunity, I had a couple of investors realize like, whoa, Julie's not a pushy person. She's really patient. And one of my investors came in and he thanked me for that. He said, you know what? I really want to thank you so much. You just really like allowed me the time to think about things. You offered the information I was looking for and gave him the time to process. Fortunately, we had a little bit of time where he could. We don't always have that margin. So anyway, with that in mind, I don't partner up with people that are pushy either because it's just not how I like to do things. So make sure you book a call with Mode Wealth. Tax season is going to be just around the corner. December 31st is not here yet. So you still have time to make sure that you are situated well so that when December 31st is over and done and we're at January 1st, 2023, then you're like, okay, I'm A-okay. I know I have all of my tax, anything I could do to help reduce my tax burden, it's been taken care of. So much more to say on that. So the most important thing to say is, hey, reach out to Mode Wealth and book that call. All right, let's get in because, oh my gosh, all over the place. Not only are we hearing about the interest rates and the feds and people saying that they are running for presidential to be president, but we're also hearing about morning routines and habits and goals. Like, how are you preparing? And that's what we see a lot of times, especially over on LinkedIn this time of year. Okay, so I'm one of those people. I love goals. I didn't always love goals, but recently I did release a podcast episode on goals. And usually around this time of year, I release something on goals because that's what I'm doing right now. And it took me a while to fall in love with goals. And as I was thinking recently about why is it that people don't like goals? Why is it people have an aversion? Or on the other hand, why is it that people are constantly kind of stalking successful people so that they can emulate them? Why is all this happening? Okay, well, here's the deal. All right, especially from the transition from year to year, we treat all of these elements like this magic wand, like, oh my gosh, if I have the right morning routine, if I have the right habits, then all of my goals are going to come about. Everything will fall into place. And we really take this phrase, just let me know, conscious investor, if you've heard this, success leaves clues. We've heard that phrase so often. It's kind of ingrained in us, like tattooed upon our brain or something. And here's the deal. A lot of us are so squeezing that. Success leaves clues. We're squeezing it so tightly and we're trying to emulate other people that we're not even giving space for us to be us, for us to flourish. We adopt this formula of someone else that we admire, and they're steps ahead of us. So we think it's achievable. And we're like, we admire them. We respect them. We want to be like them. And we think, oh my gosh, if we do what they do, success leaves clues, then I'm going to have the same success that they have. But guess what? We won't have their same success because we can't. And you know, I don't like that four-letter word, but we can't be successful when we are an imposter. So you're going to notice all this information floating around LinkedIn and other platforms right now. And I just want you to be aware that, but I want you to know that you can be the success that you envision. So in this episode, I want to give you three elements that you can implement. So I want to give you three elements that you can do. And this is what you want to do before you adopt your New Year's goals and you make adjustments to your morning routines and habits. You need to do these three things. Are you ready? I know you are because you're a conscious investor and you're awesome and you're ambitious and you want it. So the first thing that is key, and I'm actually probably going to give you a bonus fourth because I know that you're high performers and I want to just like give you, I just want to put it all on the table. Okay. So here's number one, accept. The reality is that your backstory and the backdrop of the person that you admire is different. You don't have the same childhood. You have a different upbringing. You have different life experiences and you have different natural skills and abilities. Maybe they have zero kids at home or they're empty nesters and you have a newborn, or maybe you're like me and you've got a tween and a teen. And boy, that's a lot of driving around, you guys. But we have these different pulls in our life. Maybe they have a corporate C-suite background and your experience is more skilled labor. You may have never experienced significant loss or and death of any kind. Maybe you lost a parent in early childhood. Maybe you were raised in a home with both father and mother. Maybe you're raised by a single mom. Maybe you're raised by your grandparents. Maybe you didn't have any parents. I have friends that were out on the streets. You don't know what their backdrop was, what their backstory was. And so all of these things influence and shape our perspectives. You cannot replicate, that was a weird way of saying it, sorry. You cannot replicate them perfectly because you're not them. You're you. You were created uniquely you. Embrace that. Now we can learn from them, but we got to be us. We don't want to be an imposter. We need to be us. So, okay. You've accepted my background is mine. My experiences are mine. My skills are mine. My talents, my abilities, all of this. This is mine and they have theirs. And some of this is hardwired. Some of this can be learned. Okay, I know what I'm working with. So now you can move on to step number two. Not that these are really have to be sequential, but makes it easy. So your second A is to adapt. Sorry, I was going to say accept again, but maybe because acceptance can be such a challenge for us, right? But after we've accepted something, now we need to adapt. So take into account, look at what they've done, look at what you admire, look at what you want to extract from their success formula and how it's going to fit into who you are. Okay. So when you do that, now you're not just taking it and saying, okay, this is going to be me. It'd be like me picking up the book of Networking Club is reading 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall. It'd be like me picking up Perry Marshall's book and being like, okay, I want to be a writer also. And I am going to go and I'm going to write just like Perry Marshall. Like, no, I'm not. And even if I was a ghostwriter and I sounded similar to Perry Marshall, I'm not going to be exactly like Perry Marshall because I'm me. Okay. We need to make sure that everything we're doing is adapting into our strengths, talents, skills, and abilities. Okay. And if you're like me and you have kids, our time with kids in the home is so short and limited versus people who maybe don't have kids or are empty nesters. And we're trying to compare our timelines to theirs or their ability. Like, gosh, yeah, they can spend all that time. But you're also investing in your family. You're investing in these lifelong relationships that are you've been entrusted with. So we want to look at things and adapt them. Maybe it feels like it's going to take a little bit longer because I don't have the same circumstances. For me, I've shared this openly with you in the past. I don't have a background in economics. I don't have MBA behind my name. Those aren't letters behind my name. I was a public school teacher. I was serving in elementary schools, helping kids with mindset and teaching them to read. And it was so really awesome, launching a robotics program and taking them to the world championship. It was so fantastic. But the reality is, I don't have the MBA. And so I've had to compensate for that. I've had to spend a lot of time reading more business material, engaging in more content to help bolster that part of me up. So there are some skills that we can really come in and just backfill and add supports to. And there are some things that are just us. And we have to say, this is part of who I am. This is my personality, my temperament. Okay. So a lot of times we end up comparing ourselves to people's personality and just their hard wiring. And it's really not about the skills and abilities. And you can make adjustments to who you are. I mean, if you're Grumperson, like you really don't want to be a grumpy McGrumperson. Nobody wants to be around Grumpy from Snow White or something like that, right? So you want to make sure like find the things that bring light and life into your life. Okay. So we can have our areas in our life where we are always personally growing. All right. So we covered two of the three A's. So you can get straight A's on your goal setting. Accept, adapt. And here we go. The most important one. They're all important. You ready for it? Adjust along the way. This has been the most challenging part about the morning routine, the habits, the goals. Right now, I am working on the 75 Hard program. And so I'm into it. Like I'm 16 days into it right now. It's cool. It's cool to be 16 days because I'm looking forward to 75 days being done. However, it's like what I'm learning and being reminded of is that we have to adjust along the way. What I'm learning in 75 Hard, just to kind of drive this point home. I'm using this app, by the way, part of 75 Hard. And if you go into the private Facebook group for The Conscious Investor, not podcast, just The Conscious Investor, it's a private Facebook group. Super cool. We are actually live streaming our book club there. So even if you can't make the book club, you can actually like check out what the conversation was about. And I'm telling you, the conversations with the 80-20 sales and marketing have just been absolutely phenomenal. But one of the cool things about 75 Hard to get back on point is that you have to adopt, it says a diet. Well, we know that we all have diets, even if you're just eating like chips and salsa constantly, that's your diet, right? Whatever food we're eating is our diet. So in my mind, making a mental mindset shift and calling it nutrition, because that's really what I'm after helping support the nutrition in my life and my family's life. In the process of doing this, my husband and I have this app that we downloaded called, oh gosh, MyFitnessPal. That's what it's called. So it looks like a little dancer, blue with a white dancer going across. I'd highly recommend checking it out. It's really easy to use. The free version is fantastic, but you can scroll down even on the free version and check out what your nutrients are. In doing this, because we have to have for macros, you have to have a certain amount of protein, carbs, and fat. I'm not always reaching those goals. We didn't realize, my husband and I, that we thought we were very heavy into proteins. That's great. We actually weren't getting enough carbs. Even today, I'm looking at this. I'm recording this after eating lunch And I still need 97 more grams of carbs in my life. Did not realize carbs were my friend, by the way. And no, this isn't supposed to be a nutrition lesson, but my point is that I'm monitoring this and adjusting along the way. Even when I was a classroom teacher, that was always like the backbone of good instruction was monitor what's taking place, make adjustments. If you remember back in science class, you would be going through the scientific process and you would have to make some adjustments along the way. You'd have your hypothesis, you'd go through the process and you'd be like, huh, that didn't come out exactly right. Go through a questioning process and then you might go back and retest, make some adjustments. For some reason, we have this disconnect where we think with our habits and our morning routine and our goals that we just need, they're like set in cement. We cannot make any adaptations or adjustments. Like they are just the way they are. It's just not accurate. So healthy people are going to even do this with our nutrition, right? We're going to make adjustments along the way. We're also going to be doing that with our goals. And I mentioned this a bit when I released the episode recently on goal setting. And that is that things happen. Golly, the feds have like hiked everything up. Our interest rates are skyrocketing. Like there are so many changes in the landscape. If we look at investing alone that we have to accommodate for, we started the year like closing our 120 units in Des Moines, Iowa at 3.25% or so. And now we just closed in Minnesota at just over 5%, but I have friends closing at 7% on deals. So that's a huge adjustment in a year just on interest rates. And if investors aren't taking these things into consideration, if they're not adjusting along the way, it's going to be really difficult to reach their goals. So as you are looking, you should be constantly in contact with that morning routine, with your goals, with your habits. Are they serving you or are you a slave to them? If you're a slave to them, they're actually holding you back and they're not helping you gain that momentum that you're looking for. And so you need to make those adjustments. For me, earlier this year in my morning routine, I made an adjustment. I actually gave myself this huge latitude to be able to wake up later and start my day in a different way. I audited it. That's kind of one of my favorite words right now, because in college, you can go and audit a class. You can just go and sit and survey it or audit it and check it out. So you can do that with your habits and you can do that with your morning routine. Don't do that with your goals necessarily, make adjustments, but you can audit a new habit and say like, okay, this feels good right now. I've tried it for a week. I think this could really serve me well and help me. Okay, let me try it for another couple of weeks. And if you notice that it actually might be a detrimental, then you can just say, well, I tried that, just like the scientific process. I tried it and the results were this. I don't think that's the best choice for me, right? So we want to give ourselves that flexibility. We need to give ourselves that flexibility. Life is like super way too short to not have that, which leads me to the bonus, accelerate. Okay, I know I'd give you three. I'm giving you a bonus number four. So we're accepting, we're adapting, we're adjusting along the way. That leads to our acceleration. Okay, here's the deal. Your time is limited. Most people walk around planet Earth thinking that they have all the time in the world, that they're going to live forever. We think that death is super far off somewhere. We don't even know where, over which mountain, over which hillside. We just know that it's not now. And in all reality, we just don't know. And that can be really, really helpful for us to just engage that concept. If you've been listening, my dad dropped dead unexpectedly. Favorite human. Oh, such like just most amazing godly gentleman on the planet, just extraordinary human, right? He dropped dead unexpectedly. And that really solidified in my mind that our heartbeats are so precious and we want to use them really, really well. Okay. We don't have forever to gain that momentum. And so don't put off, don't procrastinate. You have really important things to do and you don't want to hesitate to get to those things. Those things are entrusted to you so that you can have this ripple effect in the world. Okay. That's what I've got for you. I know that this can be a sensitive subject. all of it. Goals, habits, morning routines, death, all of this can be a really sensitive subject topic. But I hope that you are encouraged by this, that you can look for the success of others. You can look for the clues that they left behind, and you can adapt those to who you are, who God created you to be. And then you can make those, you can course correct along the way. That's just a great way of living, right? If you stuck with the same, let's just go into that for just one second again. Like, just imagine if you stuck to the same budget that you had back when you just graduated college. I know when I was a young teacher, I made like $27,000 a year. And that's not that much money. Even back then, that wasn't that much money for someone coming out of college with second degree and everything like that. So it's like, if I stayed on that budget for all of my life, that might be a bummer. That would be a serious bummer. Let's just be real. So we make adjustments to our budget along the way. We make all these adjustments to our life. Apply that same concept to your goal. Well, not so much our goals. Well, we do have to adjust our goals. We've talked about that, but definitely to our morning routines and definitely to our habits. Okay. You guys are so awesome. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but if you're not already in the private Facebook group, and I know, don't poo-poo, Facebook is great for the private group element. So make sure that you join us in the Conscious Investor private Facebook group. It is a really fantastic community, and we're just getting ready to supercharge that community. And I would love for you to join us and to be part of that because you're important. And I don't want you to just be a podcast listener. I want you to be a friend. I want you to be part of that because you have great things to offer everyone around you. And I would love to be part of that. Okay. Finally. And no, I didn't even have coffee. I'm just as excited. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and go do great things. Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Holly.